And good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Today we're going to talk a few different subjects. We got education leading off the program with Riley County and Blue Valley Schools. We're also going to talk about the Flint Hills Bread Basket. They've got a fundraiser coming up right before the big football game coming up in a couple weeks. And we'll talk with Irwin Army Community Hospital as well. They've got a special vaccine clinic for older adults today. Well, we start again with education, as we mentioned. We have three guests actually joining us here today. Our regular guest, Superintendent Cliff Williams of USD 378, Riley County, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
We also have USD 384, Blue Valley Superintendent John Cox on the Zoom call here today. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And USD 378 board member Nathan Mead joins us as well. Good morning.
Hi, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Pleasure to have you all on. Of course, didn't know what we're going to wake up to here this morning with a little bit of snow, but you guys are off to a two-hour delay here, both of you, this morning. It's interesting. First time this year we've really had to experience some snow.
Yeah, we were talking before the show that it's almost strange to see the ground white. We haven't seen that for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's good to have you both on. First time we've had you on in 2021. As far as the semester, you've got a couple of weeks under your belt. Everything going well up in, we'll start with you, John, Blue Valley.
Yeah, everything is going well up there. You know, one of my biggest concerns was coming back off the break and not knowing what to expect with the COVID situation. But I've been pleasantly surprised. We've had very few incidents, and we've continued to manage as we have before. The kids are excited to be back, and I know I'll speak for my children on this particular issue with the snow and the snow days. They've had some really fun time out in the weather in the last couple of days, and when they woke up this morning to even more, they were jumping for joy.
Yep, my kids are the same way. Cliff, how about getting back to classes at Riley County?
I tell you, Brandon, 21's been good to us so far. You know, I was a little worried, like John said, that we'd probably see a spike in the number of positive cases in our students and our staff. And knock on wood, we've been averaging less than 1% in both those groups. So we're very pleased and would like to thank everyone that's worked hard behind the scenes to help prevent that spread. So sometimes, you know, you don't want to be wrong, and it's good to be wrong in this case here that we've been so healthy. So we're up and running. We've had a lot of events. Unfortunately, we've had to have a few that we've had to reschedule, and so encourage people to continue to go to our website to look for those changes. But 21 has been great to 378 so far.
Great. Well, that's good to hear. Because this has been such a rocky, uncertain year, and I think a lot of folks are getting a little more optimistic maybe that things are, it's a little more manageable maybe than it was early on at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, you've kind of accepted this way of life, and, you know, like we've talked before, we're going to find some good things out of it. We already have, and we know that some of our staff are in tier two and are starting to get vaccinated, so we're kind of curious to see how that helps, and I believe the rest of our group will be having the opportunity to be vaccinated soon as well. So it'll be an interesting spring.
All right. Well, let's get on to talking a little bit about what we're going to talk about this morning, and that is the bond here in Riley County. And I know, Cliff, you're going to talk a little bit about that, but also I want to bring Nathan on. I think Nathan has some details regarding the facts of the bond issue.
Yeah, it's my honor this morning to introduce Mr. Nathan Mead, who is our vice president. He's been a board member for 5 years now, and he is in charge of our facilities committee. And so he wants to talk about a few things, and Nathan is very knowledgeable and has done a wonderful job of researching the project for our district and helping communicate those thoughts. So we asked him to join us today, and so I'd like to turn it over to Nathan.
Thanks, Cliff. Yeah, and It's a great opportunity to get to visit with hopefully our patrons out there and others in the community. Just a reminder, we had a bond vote in 2019 in November. And so some of you listening might have been a part of that, and it was successful, and excited to tell you that despite, you know, what we were just talking about in 2020 with COVID and and all the things that happened that our bond project is on schedule. So we had a really good year in 2020, getting a lot of the project at least planned or in some cases done. We're kind of in phase three of four phases to complete the project, and hope to have everything completed in August of this year before the next school year starts. And so it's exciting to see it come together. It's been a long time since we've been able to invest in our facilities and really just overall at our school district. And so one other good thing is we found some, through some competitive bidding, that some of our planned costs are coming in a little bit lower. And so it's allowed us just to do a lot of things within the scope of the bond that I'm going to be proud to get to share with the community soon. I'd like to, on behalf of the board also, to recognize Mr. Williams here for his leadership. He's done a great job keeping the board informed and keeping the team coordinated. Also like to thank Travis Chardine and Harold Oliver and Teresa Grant for their leadership. We've got a great team at Riley County. If you're a patron or a parent, you probably know that already, but really this bond has progressed well, I think, because of our leadership team there. And also we've got great partners in BHS and Anderson Knight. They've been the right partners for us. They really wanted to work with us to make sure the product ends well. So that's a quick update on the bond. It's coming together. And so, you know, give us a call if you have questions or come take a look when you can. I can comment on capital outlay, or do we want to wait on that for a minute? Yeah. So beyond the bond, you know, as a committee member of our facilities group, we've also been talking since I joined the board 5 years ago about items at the school that really need addressed. We've talked about things like boilers that are 50 plus years old, old HVAC systems and windows that are inefficient. Our track at our high school, we've had problems with for a number of years now, with settling and cracking and really becoming a safety hazard for our students. We had issues with our grade school kitchen, which thankfully are getting addressed through the bond. But some of these items we were able to address with the bond, some were not. And so we're thankful to be able to kind of plan forward with our capital outlay funding. And one project we plan to tackle this summer is our track at the high school. Again, for us to be able to teach kids well there, for us to have competitive events that are safe for all kids, we need to do some work there. And unfortunately, in this case, it's going to involve taking the track all the way down, redoing the subsurfaces, and then building it back brand new. And so we've done a lot of work through core sampling and research, have some good people on the team within the board and within the community to help us really plan well for this. And we hope to have competitive bids in and be able to approve those as a board here this spring and maybe get work done this summer. And so just wanted the community to know they'll see that action happen at our high school. And again, if they have questions about it, we're happy to answer any of those.
Very good. When was the last time the track was replaced? Any idea?
20 years ago.
Okay. So it's probably about time.
Yeah. It served a lot. We've had to patch it along the way. And unfortunately, as Mr. Mead said there, that, you know, it's just beyond repair. And it's the things that are going underneath the track that are going wrong and causing the safety problems for us. And so we're just going to get in there and fix it right. We've got, like he said, some research behind the scenes that we're going to be able to put a material that doesn't move as much, so we don't get that settling. And we had the same thing going on underneath our buildings where we had some cracking. So it'll be exciting to get all those projects fixed.
And, you know, it's really good when you see some progress like this. It kind of shows a reflection of how the community really supports the school district here, because facilities are a big thing. I mean, you want to have good facilities to house the kids in and have activities.
Oh, most definitely. And it, you know, it's been so exciting. And, you know, we had a few bonds that failed before, and we had to get out and try and listen more and understand what our patrons wanted, because these are the community schools. And so we're so thankful that they're allowing us to do that. And as Nathan said, we're really going to be excited in August, and hopefully the COVID's going to be under control. And we want to have a great big open house and let everybody come in and see all that we've completed and then some. Like you said, the bids have been coming in really great. And so we're excited about that. And it won't get here soon enough, I know, for myself.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I got to take a break. We will come back, though. We'll have some more here with Riley County Blue Valley Schools in just a moment. In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.